Hello, and welcome to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Tanya Tagak with Ajaja. Tanya Tagak is playing at the Vancouver Opera Festival on May 12th. And today we are going to have a interview with the director of the Opera Festival, Kim Gaynor. But we are going to first play another Tanya track by Tanya Tagak. That's a bit of a tongue twister. Retribution, and then interview with Kim Gaynor.
Grows angry, retribution will be swift. We squander her soil and suck out her sweet black blood to burn it. We turn money into God and salivate over opportunities to crumple and crinkle our souls for that paper, that gold. Money has spent us, left us in small boxes, dark rooms, bright screens, empty tombs, left investing our time in hollow philosophies to placate the fear of our bodies returning back into our mother. Demand awakening. The path we have taken has rotted. Ignite, stand upright, and conduct yourself like lightning, because the retribution will be swift.
Oh, Had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of
Whistler?
Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar. Wheels when you want them.
May is Asian Heritage Month, and the Museum of Anthropology is inviting you to celebrate with them by seeing the exhibition Traces of Words, Art and Calligraphy from Asia, on from May 11th to October 9th. Words and their physical manifestations are explored in this exhibition, which will honor the special significance that written forms, especially calligraphy, hold across many unique cultures of Asia, a vast geographical area boasting the greatest diversity of languages in the world. Join MOA for the exhibit's opening with free admission on Thursday, May 11th from 7 to 10 p.m.
Thank you.
La vie en rose. Il m'a dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, me l'a juré pour la vie. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur. Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur la bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'âme en quelle j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours et tous leurs trémolos, balayer pour toujours, je commence à zéro.
Je m'en fous du passé.
right. This is Music for the Observant, CITR 101.9 FM. We have been playing tracks in honor of the Vancouver Opera Festival, which is happening April 28th to May 13th. We heard Retribution from Tanya Tagak playing on May 12th, and then Ute Lemper's take on Edith Piaf. Yes, and Andy is with me to chat about opera.
Hey. Yeah. Just yep. my passion.
Yes.
We had lined up, or we had planned an interview with the director of the opera festival this year. Her name's Kim Gaynor. Not sure if we're going to be able to get her on the line during this hour. However, they did send us a bunch of tracks of relevant overtures and whatnot from the festival. Vancouver Opera Festival this year, the three operas that they're doing are The Marriage of Figaro, which we heard the overture from, Othello, and something called Dead Man Walking, which is apparently a contemporary opera, which is exciting. And then there are three other performances, artists that we heard. Tanya Tagak is doing a performance as part of the Opera Festival on May 12th, as Emily mentioned. And then Ute Lemper, who we just heard, she's playing next Thursday, May 4th, at the Orpheum. And she does a lot of takes on what I'd say are kind of like World War II era songs, either social justice songs or cabaret songs and things like that. And we heard some interpretations of Edith Piaf there. She also does Bertolt Brecht songs, sings in German, French, English, Italian. It's very interesting. And so she'll be playing next week at the Orpheum. And then the third one is someone named Paul Wong, which I'm not familiar too much with what his performance will be. Does it say there when he's playing at the Queenie, it looks like?
Yes.
Okay, great. Anyhow, so we're going to listen to some more selections from these. We've got a piece from Othello coming up. And then possibly we'll try and get Kim on the phone. If not, we'll just dedicate this hour to opera, which is actually exciting. We're gonna string it together from this point and make it an opera episode here on Music for the Observant, which would be a first.
We're gonna learn a lot.
Yeah, if we're gonna learn, that's what it's about. And then possibly get an interview with Kim in the near future to, you know, maybe be aired next week on the show. Okay, so this is Othello here on Music for the Observant. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories.
La tua meta già vedo, si spinge il mio timone, e il tuo timon son io, e me trascina il mio, nel quale io credo inesorato e Dio.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Back in town, I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lynn, and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tatooine, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Okay, we are back with music for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here with Andy. We are talking about opera, and we are playing opera in honor of the Vancouver Opera Festival. We heard a couple things. What did we hear?
The last one we heard before Brief Respite was a piece from the opera Dead Man Walking, which is one of the three operas that are part of the festival this year, apparently based on a movie by or with Susan Sarandon and Sean Penn, which I actually don't know the movie. Are you familiar with it?
I'm not familiar with it. It sounds like an interesting premise. The story of a convicted Louisiana murderer who's befriended by a Catholic nun seeking to understand the nature of divine forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's all in English, apparently, which is, like, always interesting to see or listen closely to opera in English because you're so used to it, at least for us, being in a foreign tongue.
Yeah.
That it seems like that's just the way it has to be. But then you hear them actually saying, like, normal words, but singing it operatically.
Yeah.
Fascinating, in my opinion. IMO.
IMO. I can't say I've ever experienced an opera in English.
What was before that? Did we hear the... it was Mack the Knife. It's by Bobby Darin, that version. That's a famous version of it. Not my personal favorite. Played it, though, because Ute Lemper is also performing. We heard her performance of some Edith Piaf songs earlier. Also does Brecht tunes, and Mack the Knife being one of the infamous ones from the Three Penny Opera.
What is Brecht?
Bertolt Brecht. Author. He's a German author. Yeah. Playwright / prose writer. He did, like, the point of his theater was to make the audience aware that it was theater all the time. So he'd be, like, telling you that it was all happening in front of you and stuff. So he would use these tricks and things to kind of like eliminate the idea of like audience,
right,
and stuff. And yeah, it's all World War II era Germany, slums and that kind of stuff. Yeah, and he and Weill, Weill, Kurt Weill, composed all these songs for all these plays that he made. So he would write most of them, and then Weill would do the music, and it's all really great music. Lots of famous songs from it. David Bowie does one. Port of Amsterdam is a Brecht tune. Okay. Jacques Brel is a French singer who does a lot of Brecht tunes. And then Ute Lemper, who is performing next Thursday as part of the Vancouver Opera Festival, also does some of those standards. She's playing at the Orpheum Theater. Great. We are going to, just to keep thematically in line, apologies. We meant to have a live interview with the director of the festival this afternoon, Kim Gaynor. Hoping to maybe get her on the phone in the next couple of days, and then if so, we'll air that interview next week on this show, because we'll be right in the middle of the opera festival at that point. To stick along the lines of operatic music, gonna hear some from a band called Flowers of Hell. They're Canadian classical ensemble. I really like this. It's called Symphony Number 1, this album. We're going to hear a couple tracks from the first movement of Symphony Number 1 by Flowers of Hell. And then I think we're going to try and pull up tracks from Paul Wong, if we can find any, who's one of the performers at the festival. Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called Music for the Observant. Thanks for listening. That was Flowers of Hell here on Music for the Observant, CITR 101.9 FM on every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Flowers of Hell is a Montreal-based classical collective of sorts. We heard a few parts of Movement 1 from this album, which is all conceived as one piece called Symphony Number 1. In line with the rest of what we've been playing this week, which has been opera or acts associated with this year's Vancouver Opera Festival, which is happening starting this Friday, April 28th, until May 17th. Is that correct? So for a couple weeks, they have three primary operas that will be May 13th that will be part of the festival. Othello on April 28th and 30th, as well as May 4th and 6th. Marriage of Figaro has got the most dates, April 30th, and then pretty much the rest of the way, May 6th through 18th. You can go online to vancouveropera.ca, and you'll get all the details about these dates. Then the third one is Dead Man Walking, contemporary opera, which is playing April 29th, May 2nd, 5th, and 7th. Then the three other associated performances are from Ute Lemper, Tanya Tagok, and a Vancouver artist named Paul Wong, who's doing a project called Five Octave Range, which is what we're going to end the show with. So I didn't know much about this project coming in. Apparently this was commissioned by the Vancouver Opera Festival for this year's performance. And it seems to be some sort of audiovisual thing. So there's a video that goes along with it, along with what appears to be interesting vocal manipulations. And maybe I'll just put it at that. So we've got a preview that Paul Wong has posted ready to play, and that's going to close out the show this week. You've been listening to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca, I suppose. Hoping to maybe have the actual interview with the director of the festival, Kim Gaynor, next week. Maybe we can get that in. I'm hoping to pull that off. Alrighty, so this is Five Octave Range here on Music for the Observant. Thank you all for listening. Mm-hmm.